Hello, this is Neo, just an average CSGO player, and you're watching Florin's YouTube channel.
Nobody's going to know. How would they know? Because if you followed my content, you'll know that I was TikTok before TikTok. Because boy, I'm stylish. Glock talk, big t-shirt, Billie Eilish. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you merely adopted the TikTok. I was born in it, molded by it.
I didn't see a YouTube short until I was an old man, by which time the content was infuriating.
So basically, Esports Bet, on the topic of hybrids, they actually have a hybrid component to their site, which, by the way, is the industry's leading crypto odds matrix. Because if you have crypto, then they've got their first-time deposit bonus, 50% up to 100 USDT. But if you don't have any crypto, you can still make an account on the site, log in each day, get 600 DGT, their token, for free, enter the World's Prediction Series contest with it. Basically, if you do well in terms of predictions and bets, you can win back crypto itself, and with DJT, when you build it up, you can also convert it into USDT. Check out the website for more details. Now, when it comes to ORPAs, people almost nowadays don't even use the term hybrid ORPA, or they use it, I think, a bit inappropriately for people who just occasionally do it. They don't realize this was actually a big change in Counter-Strike that happened when we started to have top players that would actually use one or the other, depending on the map, the half, and sometimes they were the best rifle in the world, but they just used the ORP at the right time. So actually, this really was a revolution in Counter-Strike. If people don't know, if you go back to CS 1.6, where admittedly there wasn't the same amount of like OP pistols, the Galil and FAMAS were like all right, but there was no SMGs that you used. In fact, no one pretty much ever used SMGs after the first few years where you did it on the bonus rounds. People would just go straight from a pistol round, even on CT, straight into M4s, into a FAMAS maybe. So as a result, like back then, there was one player on the team who used the AWP. He was the primary AWPer. It's pretty much all he ever bought. And famously, most of them weren't good on the rifles. Or that you had the occasional ones who were just exceptional players, like Kogu, like Fraud, like Delpan, who could obviously use as well Valet. So actually back then, an AWP was a very different thing. Now, sure, there were teams that just flaunted the meta. Like, for example, if people don't know, the Russian teams, like Moscow 5 is the most classic example. They essentially would actually sometimes have three AWPs. Even on, I've seen it on CT and T. Then again, this is a team that would buy Deagle as the save on CT round. I thought that there was some really crazy stuff with that Edict guy. Like, that wasn't the style at all, though. And by the way, there's a reason why it wasn't until the very end of CS 1.6 when Toscan came along, a map that just benefited their style. You could play Super Aggro on. It wasn't until that map came along that they were at all relevant, basically. And beyond that, even the Virtus Pro lineups of the old days, when online everyone could AWP, on LAN it was going to be Sally, or it was going to be Lex. Actually, Lex probably one of the best players, who is an example of a hybrid, could be equally good on every weapon. People don't know. He's the secret sleeper OP of CIS Counter-Strike. People don't know how great he was. Dorsey, similarly, could do whatever he wanted, but these were extremely rare players. These are like Neo Forests of their region, if people don't know. So when you come to CSGO, you're going to think in the modern day of the primary AWPers, right? You've got Simple, you've got Ziwu, you've got Shiro, Brokey's winning loads, Monacy's come along, Dexter's a revelation, right? These are the guys who are the studs, right? These are the guys you see with the AWP, you want the AWP in their hand, you save the AWP for them. Classic examples back in the day, of course, Kenny S, Guardian. These were the legends who really used the weapon the most. But it ain't specific enough to just call them AWPers, though. That's why this term, hybrid AWPer, came along, right? It was basically for people who primarily were just a rifler. They didn't use the AWP as their primary weapon. They were an AK, they were an M4A4, M4A1S player. But they could AWP as well, and so people, like, believe it or not, Simple. If you go way back in the day, there was years when actually he was using the other weapons quite a lot, and he would sometimes just be the rifle and let someone else AWP on his team. When he was in Team Liquid, it's why they recruited Cooster. Obviously, they added Dren at one point in time with him. Then he was in Na'Vi. Think about that, late 2016, 2017. That was where Guardian was the primary AWP. Simple was the secondary AWP. And actually, people used to constantly say, even analysts as well, like, we should, you know, get the AWP out of Simple's hands. He's playing too aggressive and loose with it. Like, let Guardian do it instead, even though Guardian looked completely checked out until he then fucked off the phase and then reinvented his game under Carrigan. Device, if people don't know, was primarily a rifler. In fact, I always used to say to him back in the day, that's one of the areas I notice you are getting affected by pressure, which is in a random online game, which is a group stage game. There's times on like a DOS 2 or something like that, you might just take over the whole game with your AWP, it's just a stud, but you clearly only do it when you're feeling it. So when you're not, and when you're against the NIPs of the world, I've noticed you go to the rifle, I've noticed you play a bit more passive. And that's something over the years, obviously, if people don't know, in 2016 he made the hard swap to being a primary operator. It's only years later he came back to the rifle, sort of. So actually there's a classic example. I think Brokey would fit that bill if people don't know. Brokey supposedly wasn't an AWP when he came to FaZe. Now he uses the AWP all the time, but even then, he doesn't really use it in the traditional way. Right? He's not really a long-range AWP. He's not a double-scope type of guy, is he? He's like the single-scope, medium, and especially close-range AWP, and he's amazing in clutches, isn't he? So he's often, even when he AWPs, it's like he's going to be in an advanced position, take fast shots, move out, use movement, and drawing people into his range. By the way, the opposite of an old-school traditional AWP, the really slow, super far back, range is my advantage, is my ally. He is the opposite style almost, and obviously quite proficient with a rifle as well. Amazing rifle player generally, and actually one of the best hybrids we've probably ever seen at this point in time. Then there's the people that just occasionally second AWP, and then that just, they are too good with it, and so people start to think they should be a primary AWPer, or even worse, they start to think it. So people don't know. Cold Zero would obviously do this. I mean, people can know they're jumping no scopes, but people don't know. Fallen style of AWPing, or maybe in the Brokey end of the equation, Cold Zero would just do a lot of traditional style AWPing, especially in mid-round. Then you obviously have Nico. Nico would just do it because sometimes on his team, the AWP wasn't that good. I always thought he was a bit overrated, but only because I think he probably has the best rifle ever. So if I'm him, it's like, just go with the rifle, mate. You're just going to do so much damage even if you don't get the kill. Whereas with the AWP, it is more hit and miss and you aren't simple. Shox was one who famously probably went too far with it in years like 2016. I get why, because when the game was a bit less skilled in 2014, he was so insane. People don't know. It was like him, get right. One or two, three other players were so above everyone else that when he would AWP, he had some of the craziest clips ever. That Virtus Pro Inferno clip is legendary to this day. So I get why he still thought I could do it later, because if you know Shox, Shox never stops believing in himself. He still thinks he can be really good now, even though evidence seems to point to the otherwise. Then, of course, you've got, and this is where they don't count as hybrids for my money, AWPers who choose to rifle and then are good at it. So like I say, Device started as a rifler, then was a really good hybrid, then he became a primary AWP like 2016, 2016, going on. And then, especially when they got the amazing Magus lineup of Astralis, he actually, on the right maps, would go back to a T-Rifle. So, for example, Inferno T-Side's probably the most famous one. He was one of the first, one of the big AWPers to just give that up and go to a just go with a rifle. And spoiler, they're probably the best Inferno team to ever play. Sometimes on Nuke, he would even do it. Obviously, another, probably the best map ever for Astralis. And I actually think that flexibility was also what made Astralis completely OP. And then, especially because there was that blast in 2017 where they almost won it with Dupree open and Device not available, Dupree actually started to show, wait a minute, I've got a pretty good second job too, and I'm like an entry rifle player. And he himself sometimes used it for a little while, and clearly whenever he needed to would bring it out. He had some of those clips on Inferno in the latter days, didn't he? So I think in the modern day, an AWP who's gone to the rifle, the one you have to give the most credit to has got to be Ziwu. I think Ziwu, the joke is, if he never AWPed again, I don't think he could get the same stats because a lot of that comes from the AWP. But put it this way, he could contend with Spinks in his own team for best rifler, and he might even be still the best player in the team, and he would still be a top five player in the world. He's actually very good on the rifles, especially because he's so clutch, and he seems to have an amazing intuitive feel for the game, where I would say what's different about some of the other players who just do it off reaction, simple as an insane feel as well, is I can almost see Ziwu conceptualize the round between where he moves between kills, repositions, when he goes aggressive, when he just holds. One people probably won't know, because I don't think it was totally his choice, is Pasha in Virtus Pro. In 1.6, he was the guy who used the AWP all the time. It's just that he was super aggro with it. I remember once people, when Luke got swapped out, it was like a bit of like a whatever AWPer. He was just more of a team player. I remember everyone had this weird narrative of like, oh, Pasha's playing like too passive, and just because they saw he was an AWPer. This is all the noob takes on HLTV. And I know Taz got really triggered from that team back then. They were ESC or Frag Executors. And he even said, like, what are you talking about? If anything, Pasha's like a fucking horse that just charges at you. Because that was actually the style that Pasha had. It wasn't like a Delpan or something like that. Another one of the all-time great classic AWPers, if people don't know. So in Virtus Pro, Pasha was a monster, like 2014, parts of 2015. But then there was points where they actually let Neo become the primary AWP, even though he was more of a supportive element. Pasha just went more to a rifle. They were more of a rifle team in general, which fit the Plough style. I think that was a good example of someone who was still a top player, still a good player, still having big influence on matches without the AWP, actually. So it wasn't just an AWPer. Now, I will say, I don't count the people who want to... They want to be AWPers all the time, and they're good with rifles. That doesn't count for me as a hybrid, like I say. It's more about you have to really be doing it, like, let's say, like half or like three lots of AWP into one lot of, three lots of rifle to one lot of AWP. it's just not the case. If you're not using it enough, you don't get to be in that category. Because obviously you've seen people like Stown and Bit use it, etc. Also, I'll just make this categorization. Even though I think you have to, in terms of the kills, how can you not say like Simple's the best player with the AWP? But is he the best AWPer? Is he the best sniper for what that role means, what it defines, what it doesn't? Not really. Like for me, Simple and Brokey actually aren't traditional AWPers at all. They're players who are just so good and at specific ranges and spots, it just makes sense to have the AWP all the time because it's more powerful gun. So, and also sometimes in their teams, they don't have a traditional AWPer, but they obviously both could give it up and both be fantastic players without it. So that, I don't even know. I think they, in some ways, they feel more like hybrids, even though they don't actually fit the bill because they're primary all the time. Just shows why you want nuance. You want to have these discussions. You want to break things down and categorize and make discernments between things. You want bias, believe it or not, to know what you actually think and then explain it to the world. Also, the key thing for me, as the title of the video goes, is the revolution that took place from the traditional AWPers. Because actually early teams, it's funny everyone goes, I'll OP the AWPers and Counter-Strike. I've always thought the opposite. The early AWP, by the way, was even more OP for the Kenny S nerf. But the joke was, the early top teams weren't AWP focused, especially not in terms of traditional AWPing. Like the NIP that went 87-0, famously, it would be the odd secondary AWP from Forest, but it was actually Fifth Laren was the primary AWPer. But he was the worst player on the team, was the worst fragger on the team. He wasn't very good with the AWP, and he would just use it in very sort of basic ways. In fact, back then, thankfully, we didn't have the term. People would obviously have tried to force that, like, support AWP, which will never make sense considering the cost and the kill reward of the AWP and the fact that people save the gun, etc. Like, spoiler, if you have a support AWP, don't save him the gun. Give the rifle to the star rifler. Then you have, he's been sort of forced into this, but it's why I don't like if they save the AWP for safe in Fury. No. Make sure just the best rifle goes to Case Rattle. That's how we're going to win rounds, mate. Now, for me, NIP was a great example. It wasn't until they got McAlealy they even started having primary AWPers for real. Very Games and Titan when they had Shocks instead of Kenny S, because then Smiths would be the AWPer, but he himself was more of a tip out of him, even though he was a good player back then. Obviously, Shocks was just a monster. You let him kind of mid-round, you played the maps like Dust 2. When you had Kenny S, let's be real, yeah, obviously you did it, but remember, LDLC and Envious before Kenny S, that was an amazing rifle team. That was a team where they could do whatever they wanted. They actually only really Smiths AWPing in that team. You obviously had Virtus Pro when Pasha wasn't necessarily the best AWPer. TSM's probably the most interesting one, because TSM actually used to just do it by committee. Like, KJ&B would AWP Dust 2, and then, like, Carrigan would sometimes AWP B on Mirage, and then Device would AWP sort of whatever map he wants, but not that much, and he'd rifle more than that. And that's why they were also a deadly team. Like, they could just get you on all these different maps. They wasn't taking a guy who in theory is a hybrid and saying, right, play the AWP on all these maps, because actually it wouldn't have been as good a squad. Then you have Fnatic with JW. Yeah, JW wanted to use the AWP all the time. First of all, he got put on worse than Pasha duty, where they had him on like shotguns and main in like fucking SMGs and stuff when it was eventually got bad in 2015. But even then, his AWP style wasn't a traditional one. It was based around that, like super flicky, like pushing, crazy movement, going and out. So even then, it never really felt like the AWP was the main focus of Fnatic. He was always a wild card sort of player, was JW. Teams actually like Na'Vi with Guardian and every team around Kenny S were pretty rare, actually. That's more 1.6 style. Build the T side around the AWP, and then on CT, make sure the AWP always has his gun and is always in the best position to get all the AWP kills. Even the Fallen teams, that people don't know, early on didn't even play around the AWP because Fallen wasn't the AWPer. They had the ZQK guy, and Fallen wasn't that good, by the way, if you go back to 2015. And then obviously it wasn't until later that Fallen, when they got the mega team for 2016, swapped to be the AWPer. And even then, his style, how he used it on CT, it's like he used it more as an IGL would early in the round. And then later in the round, it was more like Brokey combat style AWPer. By the way, obviously it'd be Fallen combat style AWPer, but you're only going to know Brokey if you're a modern day player, because let's be real, you weren't around back then, you don't remember it, you haven't rewatched the games like I have. So one of the few teams you actually have to give credit to, it's why it's so interesting to me that later Device became a primary AWPer and was the star of this team, this guy's teams, and had all those MVPs and success. It's got to be Glaive's Western Wolves team. Like, they had a player called Nico, with a C, who was a old school source AWPer, and he was actually someone who was a primary AWPer. The team was based around him. They weren't that skilled a team. The best players were him, Pimp, and then Glaive, even back then, was a bit more of a fragger than you'd expect. They had MSL as a support player, a guy called Nilly, who no one will remember now, also in the team. By the way, Esports Bet also has a first-time risk-free bet. that you can have, where basically you make a bet up to 100 USDT. If you lose the bet, go to the Discord, discord.gg/esportsbet, message the mod mill, telling me you did the first time risk-free bet. They'll credit your account and the amount. By the way, I'd suggest do it on an underdog with like 2, 2.5, 3 odds. That way, if you lose, you get stake back. If you win, you're 2.5, 2, 3 times the amount that you put in. The best AWPer uses the AWP more if he is a hybrid, which is just the nature of how powerful the gun is when used correctly. So if you think of the classic hybrids, you're thinking of Olaf Meister in 2015. He was actually at times one of the best AWPer, like top three, top four AWPer in the world, even though he was easily the best rifler at the time, because he was just like a Swiss Army knife of offense. Like, he would use it in scenarios like to get a pick out T-train or to go out on cobblestone, map like Mirage. He might, this guy really knew when to use it, and he was really effective when he did. His hits, it's sad because you'll already know they're like sort of washed all off from phase. This guy was so good. He was so well-rounded. There's a reason I did an article where I called him the master because of his name. Device, like I said, is a classic one. Cajun B's probably the one people are going to forget. He had a pretty good rifle. He had strong mechanical skills early on, even in the first year of Dignitas. And then he would AWP when he needed to or when it was his map, like Dust 2. By the way, it's one of the reasons why his game fell off the boil when he was in North. Because in North, in Dignitas, they didn't have a primary AWPer. So they just had Cajun B do it all the time. And his problem, he's the person who taught me, basically, the difference between superstar tier 1 AWP and just like middle to low tier 1 AWP. Because his problem was, yeah, he could do great against all the people as good or less than him, but anyone really much better than him, his style meant he just couldn't beat them. He wasn't going to, and you couldn't get that extra oomph in your team. It actually sort of tanked his game a bit. I'd say classically, Forrest is an example of one. I never always really believed in it, but when he had like Fifth Lara, for example, yeah, I get it. There, you're going to use it at that point in time. Obviously, when he had Alu, he wouldn't, would he give him the AWP at that point? I actually think guys like Nico with a K, Shox, Cold Zera, they're at their best when they only second AWP. Either they're feeling it, it's the right half, or they've got to get something going on this map and the rifle alone's not doing it, like they can't just carry all the game 1v9. Not when they're primary. When they're primary, these players, I think, actually reduce the impact for their team, make up for a player that clearly should be replaced, and it just means they're not as deadly. As a reference, by the way, Neo himself, who in 1.6 could be a hybrid. He was a primary rifler, but he could also AWP and be very good with it. He actually tried to do it as the primary in 2015 for Virtus Pro. Like, you might remember there was a C4, the one where they went and they beat Mouse in the final. What was that, the semi-final, actually? They beat Mouse in the semi-final with Nico, and then they beat Na'Vi in the final. So like they actually beat Guardian's team in the final, and Neo was the AWP. He was doing a great job. He was like the MVP of the tournament. Probably he didn't last that long, because Neo's skills just in CSGO never really endured in this to the extent they had in 1.6. Now, I'll just reference it again, because people will be shocked if they don't know about the hybrid AWP revolution. People tried to take the AWP out of Simple's hands again and again. They did it in Team Liquid to get Cooster. They did it in Na'Vi when he had Guardian. Guardian came back under Blade. They did it again. That's right. The only reason, by the way, I think Simple didn't win Player of the Year in 2019 is because he was a Krieg at main for the second half of the year, and they had a Guardian just whiffing shots over and over again. If they'd have had Simple on the AWP the whole year, Ziwu was never the best player of any year for my money. It was always Simple, and he would now have put together like 2018, 2019, 2020, 2021, 2020, 5 years in a row, which no one would ever be able to fuck with. I mean, no one could fuck with him if they're second places, but yeah, he would just be unbelievable, wouldn't he? By the way, little detail for you, even Config AWPed sometimes back in the days of secondary. In fact, he even did it more recently when he was in the Astralis lineup when he came to the team, because obviously they had issues with Lucky, and then Farley was in and out. So if you go way back to North, sometimes when the Cajun angle wasn't working as well, he would AWP, especially like Cash or Cash CT side. I think he played the B side. He would sometimes AWP. He had a bunch of times he could AWP because obviously he has an amazing first bullet. So you can do that. But in my opinion, people like him or Bit at their prime in 2021, they're just doing it because they have amazing like aim. They're not doing it because they're actually traditional AWPers or know how to move with the AWP or how to reposition or study the opponent. So as a result, they're secondaries and they're hybrids at best, and probably shouldn't even AWP most of the time. That's why the most unique career until Ziwu was Devices, because he started as a rifler, then he became a primary AWPer. By the way, he's arguably the best at each of these roles. Then he swapped to the hybrid, right? What's so sick to me is his actual commitment to primary AWP, like I said before, is what started his transformation into even a clutch force rather than a choker eventually. And then eventually just became the ultimate player, the coach's dream, as I always called him. You look at people like Simple, Device, Ziwu, they are OP as fuck for the AWP angle. and the rifle angle. I mean, let's be real, you can give these guys any gun, pretty much. Like, Device isn't quite the pistol player, those two. Like, still very good, though, isn't he? As NRG found out at that Starladder Berlin Major on training, the pistol round, didn't they? And obviously, like I say, he made maps like Inferno work for Astralis in a way it didn't work for other teams. In the same way that Olafmeister could make Train and Cobblestone work for his team in a way it wouldn't have worked for another squad without that player. Now, by the way, obviously, by watching all these players, I've earned quite a lot of money, millions of dollars, if you don't know. You could actually watch and earn yourself with eSportsBet's Watch to Earn program, where if you watch streams embedded through their site, you can actually earn back crypto, something like 1% of what you make on your bets. So check out eSportsBet.io for more information. Where I come from in England, people will often say, oh yeah, you and whose army? Well, I'll tell you what, I've got my own army backing me up. They're called the Skrilluminati. Thank you to Ahmed Hajou, Joseph Adcock, Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Theogony, Animosity, Bot Pounder 420, Jensen Gore, Tobias Bernasconi, Tosh, Toucan, and as always, you know it, a special thanks goes out to my boy Jerky's Minion. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my content? You want teasers? Find out who's in the upcoming interviews. Do you want to ask me a question in my monthly AMA? Maybe you want to be part of those long discussions where we talk about anything and everything in esports. Well, if so, put your money where your mouth is and enlist today in the Skrilluminati via the Patreon link in the box below.